was listening to Sonia Mbele this morning on Kaya FM, Kaya 959 with Dineo Ranaka and Saul Penduka. And she was saying she's realized that there is no man for her in South Africa. All black men in South Africa, not good men, sleep with their young PAs, hurt women, etc. And I obviously very got triggered, you know, but I was reminded of some of the very upsetting things that Pearl Toosey has said about black South African men. This is Pearl Toosey, who's got a child with Walter Mokoena and who's dated Robert Marawa. With hey, baze basilaya bafwetu, bamlimazo sisi. Now all of us have to fucking catch stray bullets. I've heard Anele Mdoda saying some not nice things about South African men. I think it's one of the reasons why I stopped listening to her breakfast show. And I used to love her breakfast show so much. I think it was on Highveld, 94.7. And to think that, you know, she's got so many, specifically black South African men that support her, and support her hustles. But I don't know, I'm clumping her head if she thinks her viewership is just, or her listenership is just black women and white people. Very sad for me. But while Lusonia was busy listing some of the issues she has with black South African men, I started thinking of how, number one, from a propaganda perspective, people only ever talk about the bad things, you know. You don't find women, not just black women, this is not just South African women, you don't find women every day sending a shout out to their man, praising him. Thank you so much, my love, for an amazing evening. Thank you so much, my love, for the beautiful things you've done for me. Thank you so much for being such a good father to our child, etc., etc. You know, you hardly ever find that. What you do find is they come out 10 years later. He cheated on me. Oh, he's been cheating for 10 years. No, he's been cheating for 6 months. 6 months out of 10 years, that's not really a bad rate. I'm not saying cheating is fine, but I'm just trying to explain that not everything is bad, but we only ever hear the bad news. You only ever hear women bashing men. And then when it's Valentine's Day, magically from somewhere, I don't know where, magically from somewhere, these women get roses and chocolates and get taken out for dinners, etc. And every other week, randomly, we don't know from where, these women get driven in Ubers, they get e-wallets, they get all these things. So it's very sad for me. And I think for the people that are going to be listening to this, watching this, not just women, if you've got a partner, if you've got good people in your life, be grateful, be thankful, post about them, because there's so much propaganda on the other side of the bad things that are happening. But not many people are speaking about the good things that are happening out there. The amazing partners they have, the amazing fathers, mothers, the amazing husbands, wives they have. So please do it. And when you hear women speaking about the bad men, or hearing guys speak about, your old South African women are such trash, get in there and be like, you know, guys, my partner is actually great. I've actually had good relationships. You know, I actually know a lot of good women. You know, you might get attacked and bashed because people are busy bashing someone out there, but at least you get to say your piece. And you also point out to them, which I'm sure during these times, you guys had some good parts in your relationship. Anyways, this video wasn't about this. This video was about accountability. And the fact that a lot of women, when I go back to the women part, they are never accountable for the things that they've done wrong in their relationships. And understand me, when a man cheats, it is not your fault. It's never your fault. Don't ever say, oh, he cheated because I wasn't having enough sex with him. No, he cheated because he cheated. But you may find that you have not been having sex with him. You've been denying him sex. Oh, I'm tired, I've got a headache, whatever. So he may have wanted sex somewhere else. So that now becomes your fault. He has wanted more sex. I'm not giving him sex, so he's going to get it somewhere else. That's my fault. But the cheating is not my fault, because if he wanted more sex, we should have had a conversation. We could have gone for therapy. He could have actually asked, babe, do you mind if I go outside there, maybe get another woman so that I can satisfy my appetite? And then you can be like, look, it's fine. I agree. It's okay. Then he hasn't cheated and he hasn't done you wrong. But you need to be accountable for, maybe we're not having enough sex. Maybe I'm not cooking for him. And that's the reason why he maybe wanted to go and eat out, as an example. So there needs to be some type of accountability for you in terms of the part you've played. When you're bashing someone, my partner's done these five things, be like, look, I've also done these three, seven things as well. So I've also not been the greatest partner. I can also do better. And this now speaks to our government. You know, we constantly bash the ANC, myself included. We bash Cyril, bash Jacob, bash Thabo, bash Khalima, bash Nelson. And we almost never take accountability for our role in what's been happening. I've voted for the ANC more than once. The last national elections, I voted EFF, but I've voted for the ANC. So I'm part of the reason why these people have been in power. I know so many people that are illegally connected to electricity, and they are part of the reason why we have load shedding. People that I know, and I've pointed out to them, guys, but this is wrong, but they still do it. And that's just the people I know. That's why when I hear these stats of 65% of the people in Alex, 65% of people in Tembisa are illegally connected, I can't believe it. People are not paying for electricity in Makasi. So Eskom doesn't have money because people are not paying. We complain about corruption at political level, but most of us are corrupt. Myself, I can take this, but I know so many other people. We've paid bribes to traffic cops, to the police. You know, yes, it's an admission of guilt. Yes, it's a penalty, but you're not following the right process, and that becomes corruption. So many of us have got mothers who are school teachers who would go and steal, because it was stealing, stationery and books at the school where they teach. Some of your mothers may be nurses, and they come home with medicine. They didn't buy that medicine. They stole it from the hospital, taking it from patients that need it. Some of us are government workers. Your nurses, your teachers, your police officers, your traffic cops, your government administrators at Home Affairs or some other department. And you're lazy. So when you're like, yeah, but the departments are not doing a good job. Your ANC, some of it is your parents. Some of it is your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles that are lazy and incompetent and not doing a good job. And everyone gets bunched together. So after realizing all the reasons that we're living in the shit that we're in today, being partly your fault, now the question becomes, how do you fix it? How do you resolve this? Number one, stop voting for political parties that you feel are part of the problem. Number two, pay for your electricity. At least be like, we've got load shedding, but at least I pay for my electricity and I'm not illegally connected. Pay your taxes. Some of the problem is that there isn't enough tax, and that's why you go out and loan money from foreign agencies out there who come in and come and take our resources and want to influence our policies because we're not paying taxes. Some of you are not working hard in the spaces that you're in. You're lazy, you take long lunch breaks, you're not doing a good job, etc. You're lying about the system being offline. It's not. You're just lazy today. You want to gossip in the office instead of doing work and serving the people. Some of you are stealing resources from where you work that are intended for certain people. And those people, it's because you're stealing it for your family. You're part of the corruption. And then we need to find out who are these people that keep funding ANC, EFF, DA. Because a lot of that political funding comes from businesses that we support. And maybe we need to start holding those businesses accountable. Why are you funding these people that are doing such a shit job? What are you getting in return? And how do we find a way to stop buying from these businesses so that they don't have the money to fund corrupt political leaders, to fund corrupt traditional and religious and other business leaders? We need to hold ourselves accountable for some of the rot and the mess that we're in. We are not helping. We are not helping the situation. If anything, we are complicit. And not just us individually, but also we have family members, we have friends, we have partners that are part of the rot, and we're not calling them out and telling them to do a better job. Let's all hold ourselves accountable. I am not responsible for ANC leaders being corrupt. That is them. They have gone and they've violated the work they're meant to be doing. But I do become responsible for maybe putting some of them there in power. I do have to be responsible for refusing to get politically active and becoming a ward councillor, becoming a mayor, becoming a premier, becoming a member of parliament. I am not putting my hand up to lead. I am not holding local businesses accountable. I am not holding local principals, local priests and pastors accountable for what's meant to be happening. So we need to actually start looking at self and how we can do things better. Penuel the Black Pen, hope you'll have a great and blessed day. Love you guys very much. Let's do better. We can make this world a better place if we individually look at the man in the mirror. Cheers.